The pandemic has limited the personal contact that is typically the foundation of Bloomington Normal City Council elections. That's been partially replaced by a barrage of social media ads and campaign mailers funded by unusually large campaign contributions from outside groups. And candidates themselves are bunching up in larger ideology-driven slates than we've seen recently. Ryan Denham has this look at the race that was.
The sense among those interviewed by WGLT is that there is simply more at stake. Here's Joseph Zampetti, an Illinois State University professor and expert in political communication.
It's kind of fascinating to see how seriously some groups and some individuals are taking this election.
One indicator is the money. Sure, it's always cost money to run for city council, typically several thousand dollars, a bit more for mayoral runs, but this cycle has attracted multiple five-figure contributions to council-level candidates. That's unusual for Bloomington Normal. The union that represents Bloomington police officers gave nearly $12,000 each to council candidates Nick Becker and Sheila Motney. Records show that Jeff Tinnervin and his apartment management company, First Sight, gave Normal council candidate Scott Preston $10,000 for his reelection bid. And the Illinois Realtors has done at least $12,000 in mailings this month for Preston, fellow Normal candidate Kevin McCarthy, and Mayor Chris Coos.
I don't think I've seen this high of a dollar amounts get thrown around as much as I have before this election.
That's Justin Boyd, who is campaign manager for Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's successful 2017 reelection.
You know, in the case of Motney and Becker with almost 12 or almost 13,000, whatever it was, for a ward race, I mean, your 200 votes are going to win that race.
He says it's unprecedented, but that doesn't make it necessarily bad.
It shows that there are people paying attention to local politics, and that's exciting. They see that there's actually the people that are closest to them are the ones that are going to have the most impact on them.
So why are they paying attention? Well, in Bloomington, police-backed Sheila Motney and Nick Becker are facing Willie Holton Halbert and Patrick Lawler, respectively. Halbert and Lawler are part of the Progressive People First Coalition, guided by Bloomington City Council member Jen Carrillo. Carrillo, in turn, has been a vocal proponent of police reforms and the defund the police concept. In Normal, the Illinois Realtors are active in a race where Rivian has been a key issue. Campaign ads for incumbents Chris Coos, Kevin McCarthy, and Scott Preston prominently feature their support for the incentives that help land Rivian. Coos has criticized his opponent, Mark Tiratilli, for his criticism of the deal. Rivian is now nearing 1,000 local employees, a hiring surge that's bolstered the local housing market. So is that why Illinois Realtors are now supporting Coos, McCarthy, and Preston? Well, a spokesperson for the Illinois Realtors wouldn't say for sure. He says they support candidates who champion home ownership, consumer protections, and private property rights. The Illinois Realtors Fund paid for many of the mailers hitting Normal mailboxes in recent weeks. The Realtors also did over $17,000 in mailings for Bloomington mayoral candidate Mboka Milamwe, who faces Jackie Gunderson and Mike Straza. Turns out mailers are a pretty good way of reaching people during a pandemic that has stripped away events like the Uptown Normal St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's according to Eric Rankin, a former chair of the McLean County Democrats, who also works in Illinois State University's Department of Politics and Government.
We've had a massive resurgence of mail pieces being very vital because it's one of the ways that you can reach out. I mean, I think I had, in 1 week at home, I had two mailers from Straza, two mailers from Boca, one mailer from Jackie. Like, I was getting a fair number of pieces of mail.
Other groups, while not new, are still very much in the game. That includes the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Political Action Committee, which endorses candidates based on their responses to a questionnaire and interview. This year, the Chamber PAC endorsed Mike Straza for Bloomington Mayor, noting his background as an entrepreneur and business consultant.
We felt that Mike had a better handle on, in general, what our, goal is.
That's real estate agent Megan O'Neill Rogozinski, chair of the Chamber PAC's board. She says Jackie Gunderson did not submit her questionnaire responses in time to be considered. As for Milamwe,
he didn't really seem to understand any of the business issues at hand, which, given his years on the council, was a little bit disappointing.
Notably, the Chamber PAC did not endorse in the Normal mayoral race. Chris Coos is a small business owner himself and a member of the Chamber.
In the most recent years, though, his policies have been more narrowly focused. I think there's a little bit of that tunnel vision that occurs the longer a person holds office. There seems to be a lack of true understanding of what's occurring within the community. A community speaks, and the city doesn't always, or the town doesn't always, listen.
So why didn't the Chamber PAC just endorse Mark Tiratilli then?
Mr. Tiratilli didn't necessarily have the understanding that we were hoping for. He might be there in the future, but he wasn't there yet.
In past cycles, city council candidates only really did a few different cattle calls, the Chamber PAC and the laborers, for example. But this cycle, two new political action committees have formed and endorsed candidates. One is Responsible Cities PAC, which spurns anyone on the ideological extremes. It sent voters a list of its endorsements. Conservative-leaning Common Sense PAC has actually doled out money. It's not uncommon for PACs from outside Bloomington Normal to inject money into local races. Outgoing Mayor Terry Renner says he's benefited from that in past races.
But to have them primarily locally, local PACs and local slating, that is absolutely something new.
Another novel element this year is that so many candidates are running as an informal slate or formal coalition. Bloomington mayoral candidate Jackie Gunderson is running alongside three council candidates in the People First Coalition, which aims to elect a progressive majority to the city council. They're sharing branded marketing materials and campaigning together, and they evenly split donations that come in online. In Normal, several anti-establishment, more conservative candidates have banded together to run for the three open seats alongside Mark Tiratilli. They are Steve Harsh, David Paul Blumenschein, and Carl Sela. They're also allied with Stan Nord, who was elected in 2019. Eric Rankin says he likes the strategy.
This is what nonpartisan elections should have been doing long ago. When there is no real party support for a specific person, then candidates that are like-minded should join together and basically not try and reinvent the wheel. They're all speaking from a similar mindset. They're all talking about the same issues.
But it could backfire, he says, if one of the candidates in a slate does something questionable, and that impacts everyone else. David Paul Blumenschein, for example, has faced criticism for leading a conservative talk radio station's bus trip to Washington for the pro-Trump Stop the Steal rally that later turned into a full-fledged deadly assault on the Capitol. Blumenschein has not answered WGLT's questions about that incident, but he told ISU student radio station WZND that he was not involved in violence and condemns anyone who broke the law January 6th.
I came on my radio program at Cities 92.9 on a Sunday, the Sunday after January 6th, and condemned anyone who broke the law. We are not a nation of lawbreakers. We are a nation of law keepers.
Eric Rankin has a theory that former President Donald Trump engaged a fringe element of society that's now eyeing local elected office from a perspective outside of contemporary mainstream municipal thought. It's unclear how that will translate into the business of city government, where history points to issue-by-issue problem-solving outside the confines of a single ideology.
Most people that ran for municipal office didn't typically run for deeply partisan issues or cultural issues. They ran, you know, because they typically wanted to make a difference. They thought they could help in certain areas. Now what has happened is that, you know, Trump has kind of opened Pandora's box. And we have a lot of people who now believe that the way to continue his legacy is to run for public office.
One of Chris Kusa's recent mailers tries to tie Mark Tiratilli to Trump. With pictures of the two men plus David Paul Blumenschein, it reads, "Our country barely survived 4 years of Trump. Normal can't risk 4 years of Mark Tiratilli." Tiratilli laughed off that comparison in a recent Facebook video.
I'm an independent, okay? I voted Libertarian in the national election.
Indeed, city council races are technically nonpartisan. There's no D or R or L next to the names on the ballot. Regardless, the McLean County Republican Party has been engaged in this and past council elections, including hosting candidate forums. That's been a priority for local party chair Connie Beard since she took over in 2018. In a recent email blast, the McLean County GOP encouraged its members to vote for its preferred candidates based on their past, quote, solid Republican voting records. That includes Mike Straza and Mark Tiratilli. Proof of just how wild local elections can be, look no further than that three-way Bloomington mayoral race between Straza, Gunderson, and Milamwe. Straza's coalition of support includes the McLean County GOP, the Chamber of Commerce, the local laborers union, and both the Responsible Cities and Common Sense PACs. Milamwe, with his focus on core services and restraint, is seemingly the preferred candidate of those further to the ideological right. Milamwe has been endorsed by Stan Nord in Normal, and his campaign team includes former McLean County GOP chair Chuck Erickson. That's despite Mel Lomway's past support for Democrats and a reluctance to be categorized along party lines. Here's Eric Rankin.
While Jackie is, you know, really shallow in terms of political experience, if she can turn out her voters, she may actually pull this off if Boca and Straza end up splitting their vote.
The election is April 6th, when all the noise surrounding social media posts, yard signs, and letters to the editor fade away and winners emerge.
It's a good thing I'm not a betting person because I'm certain I'd lose this. I have no idea how to handicap it.
Early voting is now underway, so go and vote. I'm Ryan Denham.
Learn more from our voter guide at wglt.org/election.